Hello and welcome to Bean Tunes Radio. This is Jill Yum. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. I have a super special guest today and a super exciting theme. We really thought this one through. Without further ado, this is my guest.
Hi guys, it's Emma. I'm Jill's friend and her roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited to introduce our theme to you.
Yeah.
It's called Spring Showers because it's spring and it showered on me, but Jill gaslighted me into not wearing my raincoat.
Hey, so, okay, the weather said it was not going to rain, and I was checking my weather.
It was going to rain.
Her phone was saying it was going to rain, and my phone was saying it was not going to rain, and she was, like, all up in arms because it rained.
Rained on me.
And let me just say, like, sometimes the weather app is wrong, and it was really not on me, but she decided to make it all about her being a victim.
Yeah.
So
I was a victim.
Anyway, yeah. Emma, tell our listeners, I feel like they don't know anything about you. So like what's your story, you know?
Well, you know, I'm just a girl with only one personality. And that's my YouTube channel. So everyone please take out your computers and look up YouTube and then look up Emma Borsma.
Yeah, so the funny thing about Emma is that she is YouTube famous, and if you search Tufts, she'll come up, right? Because she is the number one Tufts vlogger in our hearts and in everyone's hearts. So if you, anyone who's, like, looked up Tufts has come up to me and been like, oh, you are in Emma's vlog.
Yeah.
So that's,
you could be famous by association, you guys.
Right. Which is super awesome when, like, other random people will, like, sort of know, you know, things about me, like, where I used to eat freshman year, because we used to spend all of our time in Kindleman, so all of the vlogs are from, like, Kindleman.
I know, the SEC.
Yep. And I never go there anymore, so it's very funny to look back.
Yeah, also, like, Carm.
Right.
Carm folk.
Yeah. I actually was at Carm this morning, or, like,
me
an
too.
Hour ago. Yeah.
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 Someone decided to have breakfast at 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
And it wasn't Emma.
And it was not me that decided this.
Anyways. Okay, so basically our theme is spring showers. We're going to play songs that are about spring and about showers.
Yeah.
And basically what we did was just, like, made a playlist of songs that we felt like fit the theme, and I'm just going to scramble them up. So I'll play a song, and then Emma will play a song. So the first song that I played today was from Mad Villain. It's called Rainbows. It's the instrumental version. And Emma, do you want to introduce your first song?
Yes, I would love to. Mine is called White Jeans by Sales. You guys probably all know Sales' song Chinese New Year, but
popularized by TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a lot of other good stuff, and I really love this song.
I wouldn't know that song because I don't have TikTok, and I like to tell everyone that I don't have TikTok.
Yeah, she also doesn't have Snapchat because she's cool.
Because I'm the pinnacle of maturity, and I have Instagram and Twitter.
She's not a screen nature like me.
Okay, here we go. This is White Jeans by Sales.
Thank you.
We are back. I was informed that Emma's mic was actually off, so that was awesome for me. Now she's should
I'm back,
be
guys.
All right. Now you can actually hear her. That's super awesome for me.
Thanks to all our listeners.
Year two of my radio show, and still really
still learning the ropes. She's
anyway.
A freshman at heart.
Whoa! I could never be. Anyway. That one was Tori Moi. It's Blessa. Actually, the reason that I played this is really wholesome and tender.
Okay.
So.
Please elaborate.
That was an epic adjective combo. That was so nice. I was so nice with that. Anyway, that one was Blessa. The instrumental version again. I apparently can't listen to lyrics anymore because my brain is too, I don't know, just too full of great ideas. But okay, let me get to the tender reason that I played that song. The first time that Emma and I met was when we lived in Carpenter House, and that was our freshman year dorm. And the first night that we got out of our quarantine, our whole dorm like sort of hung out in our common room, and we were like sort of all anxiously sitting in the common room. Or this was like one of the first nights. I can't remember what it was. And I remember I had a speaker because I was that girl who brought a speaker and had to be on aux on the first time that we all hung out in our dorm. Yep. And I played this song and I remember Emma was like, oh, I like this. And I was like, I made
validated.
A friend. And Emma was my first friend at Tufts.
Aww.
So I had to play that song. And it also sort of sounds like rain. In my opinion. Or like a spring shower.
Yeah, like when the rain falls gently on the sidewalk, it makes that nice little pattering sound.
Mm-hmm. And the smell of rain, which we had the other day. There was like a really awesome smell of rain in the air. Just like was doing a lot of like...
A lot of sniffing.
You have to take advantage of it when it's in the air because it's so good.
No, you gotta sniff it like gently and appreciatively, not like you're... You know, dying. This is your last sniff of your life.
Okay, well, sometimes I need to take full advantage of the smell of the air, okay?
Okay. No, we all have different needs.
Yeah, sometimes you need to stop and smell the roses or the
asphalt.
Yeah, the like, warm concrete. That's so my brand, too, because I identify as a city...
True.
City slicker.
Guys, Philadelphia is a very big and major city.
It's the majorest of cities, and it's definitely more cool than Phoenix, which unfortunately...
Phoenix? Where did Phoenix
Okay. I have my problems with Phoenix because there was this, like, survey of U.S. city populations, and apparently... Well, Philly used to be the sixth most populous city in the U.S., and apparently
Phoenix
it's Phoenix now.
No way.
Which,
what does Phoenix have? That's making it surpass Philly.
I don't know.
Does it have an iconic food named after it?
No.
Unless people are eating
Are we talking about cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Or cheesesteak or the cream cheese? Because both
are
relevant.
I forgot about
that. When you go to other countries, sometimes they call cream cheese Philadelphia.
Oh, that's such an ego boost.
I don't know if it is. I don't know if I want to be reduced to cream cheese.
Would you rather be reduced to the cheesesteak?
No, because... I mean, yeah, maybe. The funny thing is I can't even eat cheesesteaks because every time I eat cheesesteaks, they sit like a brick in my stomach. Oh, the other fun fact about me and Emma is that we both have stomach issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We figured it out together. Mm-hmm. Dining hall wrecked us together.
Yeah, I think it's because we were, like, eating Carm a lot. And last year, Carm happened to be, like, they had this really awesome thing going where every time you ate it, your stomach would, like... There was this one time, it was Latin food night, and Emma and I ate dinner together, as we did, like basically every day freshman year, and both of us were having a rough time.
I think we were gonna study after, but we both ended up going back to the dorm. Like
no, I ran.
Right, Jill ran. I like stumbled to my bed and like lay down on my side,
cowering.
Yeah,
in
like curled up in my bed.
Yeah,
Jill was. Visiting the toilet for a little chat.
Hey, no, we don't have to talk about that.
It
is sort of funny how much time on this show we talk about IBS. I mean, it's like not really something that comes up in daily life, so I think it's good to destigmatize.
It's up in daily life.
Well, it comes up in daily life for us, but not for the common person with a good gastric microbiome.
Yeah, we need to spread awareness about IBS, you guys.
Yeah, yeah, and also your microbiome, because there's like lots of little bugs in your stomach that do awesome things.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother, she sent me this barley powder, and I've been taking a teaspoon of it every day for my microbiome, you guys.
Right.
And it makes me want to throw up a little bit, but I do it for the microbiome.
And for the, like, weird Korean, like, little things that we do.
The mythology.
Like, I was just mentioning to Emma that my mother doesn't whistle after it gets dark outside because you could charm a snake.
Yeah. Well, actually, St. Patrick's Day happened, so there's no snakes anymore.
What?
That's why we celebrate St. Patrick. Because he dispersed all the snakes in Ireland.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. Ask an Irish person.
Okay, I'm learning so much today. Yeah. So that means we can whistle after dark now because there's no snakes.
Well, I mean, we're not in Ireland. I think if we were in Ireland, we could.
Okay, but we also celebrate St. Patty's Day with real pride in the U.S.
And authenticity.
Right, right. We dress up in our green and
we get pinched.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no, you go. No, on my radio show, you should go.
It's your radio show.
Oh, okay, thanks for that. So what I was gonna say was that maybe we should play some music, given that this is a
so true
music.
And it's my song next. So.
Yeah, it is your song next. Do you want to tell us what this song is and why you want to play it?
It's called "Sleepless Nights" by Terrace Martin, and I like it because it reminds me of when it rains, but it's nighttime.
That's a nice little flavor add to our our theme.
Yeah. Showers and
spring showers, but nighttime. Mm-hmm. All right, this one is called "Sleepless Nights." Once again, hope you enjoy it. Any last words?
No.
Okay.
Come.
Back. Emma switched mics yet again.
Yeah. Oh, this is better. This
okay,
is better.
No, we can definitely hear her now. Maybe that mic was just a little wonky. Anyway, that was one from Orion's Belt called Drumstick. Nice little weird moment at the end there with the...
Yeah, it caught me off guard.
Yeah, we were headbanging in here to that.
Yeah, we were. We're chair squeaking to it, actually.
Right. Yeah. No, this is awesome now because Emma's sitting directly across from me, so I can just make really intense eye contact with her while we discuss.
Well, she was making intense eye contact with me earlier. Anyways, guys, don't be fooled.
I'm really good at holding eye contact.
I'm really bad. It's making me really nervous right now.
The goal of the show today is to make Emma sweat.
Okay, it's working.
That's also so relevant to our theme because our theme is spring showers, and usually, like, I feel like spring showers are
sweaty.
A little sweaty.
You, really?
Cause, right, because it's warmer out, and you're wearing your rain jacket, and rain jackets make you sweat because they hold the water in.
Yeah.
That's what I remember from the last spring shower that I experienced.
I just remember being just wet because I didn't have a rain jacket.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do to make it up to you, you know? Yeah. I could give you... you know, an hour of airtime on my radio show?
Yeah, yeah, this is making up.
Okay, all right.
I'll lose my grudge after this.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I don't like to have anyone... I don't like to owe anyone anything, okay?
True. Guys, this is a perfect example of conflict resolution.
This is really mature, I think.
Yeah. I think it's very mature.
Great.
Did you say immature or mature?
Mature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guys, we're
she was so just going to agree with whatever I said. This is awesome because my radio show is just an opportunity for me to say things and have people either not respond to them because they're literally just listening to my show and I can't hear what they think, or to come onto my show and have like a nice little power dynamic of me being the DJ and them being the guest, yeah, and them having to agree with everything that I say.
Yeah, you look like very like scary right now and with your whole setup in front of you, and I'm like across from you in the sad little chair. My microphone doesn't have a cover on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Feeling really insignificant right now.
No. That's not what Beantunes is all about.
So true.
Yeah, Beantunes is...
uplifting.
Yeah, an uplifting show where we make everyone feel like they are...
a bean enjoying some tunes.
Yeah. That's the whole point of the show. Also to, like, ward off the Sunday scaries, I think. That's another, like, recurring message of my show, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually because on Sundays I get really stressed out because I'm super tired, so I drink coffee.
Oh.
So I this morning, I was like, every week. You had coffee
this morning.
Okay, every week I am like, never again, right?
Yeah.
And then on Sundays, for some reason, coffee is so tempting. It's
Jill.
Well, so anyways, I had this like delicious latte from somewhere in Davis Square, the Nine Bar place.
Nine Bar Espresso?
Yeah.
It was good?
It was fine, actually. Oh. It wasn't that good. I think I just said that.
You said delicious for no reason.
Well, I just wanted to make it sound like it was delicious.
Was it worth it?
It was just a latte. It was, like, way too expensive. And then also, I get really stressed out when they ask to, like, for the tip on the screen.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So I tipped them $1 or $2 or something. I like, got really flustered.
30%.
Yeah. And then my latte was, like, $9 or something. Or, like, $8 or something absurd like that.
Wow.
For a 12-ounce latte.
Was
and then
it good?
For a 12-ounce latte and, like, now the shakes and sweats.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
It was all worth it for the premium price of
the
$9.75. Now I'm like sweating and anxious.
Jeez. Okay. So I think.
Okay, I just do this to put me in the mood to play music and talk on the air. Got me super like.
Sounds really healthy.
Yeah. No. I also did this thing where I walked on the Somerville bike path this morning.
Oh, just to feel something.
Hey, no. The funny thing about the Somerville bike path is it's like people that you would never see on Tufts campus because it's like families. And I haven't seen a child in probably like 4 months.
We saw a child just now, 10 seconds ago.
Oh, true. A child visited the radio station.
Yeah. With her father, guys. Don't be alarmed.
Right.
We didn't do anything.
There was a loose child. A loose child.
Guys, attention. There's a child loose on campus. Everyone hide in their dorms. It's like a lockdown
good
drill.
One, Emma. That was great.
You remember, did you have lockdown drills? We had to hide under the desk.
Yeah, I did have that. I think that's just a fixture of, that's just a statement on the state of our union. Anyway.
The state of our union?
I just be saying things. Anyway, so we're going to keep it going, I think. Actually, you know what we should do? We should read a PSA.
Oh my God, yes. Guys, these are extremely important. Please pay careful attention. Okay. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Emma. That was great. I can't read, so usually that was like it's really a challenge for me to get through those PSAs. So I'm super happy to have you here and be able to get through a complete PSA.
Anything from my dear humanities major who cannot read.
Whoa, hey, That's a little personal.
I can't read either. Okay, someone had to type this out for me in C++.
The other awesome thing about Emma is that she reads words before she hears them out loud. So oftentimes she will pronounce things in a very like endearing way. This sounds so big.
Yeah, call me out on air.
Okay, no. But my personal favorite was disconcerting, which is probably one of my favorite. Like just the idea of that as the real pronunciation of that word is awesome.
That was so demeaning. Another classic is I said heist instead of heist. Yeah. Anyways.
I have no comments on that.
Play some music, Joel.
Money heist. Anyway. So this next one is from Emma. It's a song called Bloom. Any thoughts on this song?
Well, yeah, after the showers. After the rain comes the flowers.
Mm.
What is it? May showers bring...
April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, April comes before May. If you didn't know that.
Thank you.
Okay, this one is called Bloom. Last words?
Please, Jill. Just edit it.
In the morning when I wake, sun is coming through. Oh, you fill my lungs with sweetness, and you fill my head with you. Shall I write it in a letter? Shall I try to get it down? Oh, you fill my head with pieces. Close to you. Close to you.
That one was called Rain. Nice. And
enough said.
I really don't like subtlety. On this show, we go full throttle all the time. Just no subtlety.
No metaphors. Nothing. No.
Yeah, we don't speak figuratively ever. I think that is sort of how I operate on the show. We just like to sort of, you know, tell the listeners exactly how it is.
Not me. I only speak in riddles.
Emma is a woman of mystery, and she speaks only in riddles.
Yes.
I've never heard you say anything less than, like...
less than what?
Emma's usual mode of, conduct is like, within, like, 40, comp 40 stress, so it's usually just, like, no. Yes.
No, okay.
You just speak in binary code, I think.
Guys, okay, I don't know how many of you are computer science people.
I don't think computer science people listen to WMFO.
Maybe there's one person out there, but you know, you stare at code long enough, you kind of just start adopting that sort of speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I have said things like, can you dereference my charger from my iPad to my computer?
If yes, then...
I text people. I'm like, can you make dinner? Like, if yes, like, say, like, else, like, that's fine.
That's terrible, Emma.
Yeah. My partner said, like, instead of saying, like, oh, I had a brain fart, she's like, oh, my brain seg faulted, if you guys know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Or actually, I do. I took comp 11. I really know what that means.
Okay, what's it mean?
It's when there's a segmentation fault.
No way.
Seg fault is when segmentation fault. I was really good at comp 11, and I actually had a moment of being like,
comp major.
I know. It's because I was scared of my fate, which is that I like will always be a sad humanities person, and you know I found my home in anthropology
and in the campus center.
Well, let's not call out all of my habits,
guys. If you're studying in the campus center, then you're a humanities major, or you're friends with a humanities major.
No, I think my philosophy on this is that STEM, I just don't belong in the Cumming Center. Like, it's not built for me. It was built for you. So I shouldn't.
Cumming Center is a home to all. See, that's Joyce Cummings herself.
See, that's exactly what a comp major would say, though. Like, you just don't understand. It doesn't
But
really
a humanities major would be, like, exclusive about it.
How am I supposed to write my paper on, like, I don't know, the things that I write about in the coming semester?
The things that I write about.
Well, the funny thing is that my major is SDS, and I basically am just, like, a lot of people in SES do digital anthropology, which is just, like, studying coders. So, basically, what I'm saying is that I could just write about Emma.
You could do research on programmers, and you could just sit in the Cummings Center and observe us all.
No, that's basically, I think when I go to the Cummings Center, I just get too distracted, because every time I've gone there, there's been, like, a man explaining some sort of problem set to, like, a group of people, and every time it really sucks. It's...
Oh, are you talking about the TAs?
No, it's like, it'll be, like, a group of people working on some sort of, like, math problem set or, like, a comp thing, and then, like, one male person usually will be, like, loudly explaining that thing to the whole group of people, and I'll be like, this is not where I belong. I belong in Tisch Library in the basement, where it's, like, there are no windows.
It's dark and scary, and you're surrounded by books.
Books.
I know, I sound like this,
She's
you guys.
She's books derogatory.
I read a lot. Okay, I read 2 books over spring break. Don't come for me.
Right. What did you read, is the real question.
I will tell you, one of the books I read was The Handmaid's Tale.
Certified good book.
That was really good, really eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should read it, obviously.
Right.
I think that's been new, though.
Yeah, I think you actually read more than me, probably.
Uh-huh.
For leisure.
Tea.
For leisure.
True.
I don't read for leisure at all, because I, like...
Well, she'd be pumping out the freaking assigned books.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Would you have, like, 200 pages a day, like, that one time?
There was a day last semester when I had, like, an ungodly amount of reading to do.
Yeah.
Just because some professors like to be like, hey, you should read this whole book. And then I'm too scared of them to not read the whole book.
Yeah.
Just a really terrible thing to admit out loud and on air.
Maybe that professor's listening in now, and they'll change their ways.
Then they'll like me. Because the reason is because I have to be every professor's favorite, because...
She's a teacher's pet, you guys.
Yeah.
Just, you said you admitted it too? Wow.
Yeah.
Jill.
I think the issue is that I, like, find a lot of my professors really cool, and I want them to, like, invite me to their house for dinner. That's my end goal.
That's such an interesting goal.
I'm not going to graduate here with a degree. I'll just graduate here with a bunch of friends.
With acquaintances, yeah.
With a bunch of dinner party invites.
I know, most people are like, oh, I want an A in this class. You're like, I want to see their family and have dinner with them.
I want to see what their dining room looks like. I'm very curious. Like, what is my, like, you know, how does my...
I feel like at a certain demographic and, like, major, they all have the same dining room.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
I think they all have very different lives. I've, like, imagined all of how they live.
This is getting creepy. No. Okay. Let's change the subject.
Okay, hopefully none of them are listening. I know some of them live in this neighborhood, so maybe they're tuning in via...
I can hear the hope
radio.
In your voice.
Please. Please.
Guys, she's dying for a dinner invite.
I'm just dying for them to think I'm funny is the issue. And, like, sometimes I'll, like, after class, I'll awkwardly stand around and, like, make jokes.
Oh, my God. This is getting so sad.
I am the worst. No, I think my actual goal is just to, like, graduate with a bunch of, like, awkward little relationships with my professors.
I think, like, as long as they know your name, by the time you graduate, you can, like, rest easy.
Right.
Dinner invite might be a bit of a stretch.
Hey, I think I could do it at least once. One professor might.
Oh, boy. This is getting, like...
I just want to see what they would cook for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I just realized I didn't tell you what I played last. That one. Oh, wait, I did. It's called Rain. But I didn't say who it was by, which is Walter Wanderley. It's a song from 1966, because I've been listening to a lot of music from the 60s.
She's cultured, you guys. This is a big flex.
Well, no. I'm literally just, like, hyper-fixated on the 60s for some reason, because one professor was talking about the 60s, and then...
Okay.
I think we can, like, psychoanalyze all of my videos in one conversation.
Okay.
Anyway, this next one is called Borrowed Peace. It's by Peter Sandberg. Any thoughts on this song?
Well, hopefully you guys can borrow some peace from this song.
Good one.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, here it is, Borrowed Peace. Thank you.
you to listen, you just say something to you, you're inside your heart. Once my eyes, like, didn't let me open, I'm like, it kept on changing, but I'm like, let them open, like a movie, they're like, but you can't stop it, unless you wake up. Once when I was sleeping, I felt like I was flying in the air. I felt like I was a wave.
We're back after some nice little water sounds.
It was lovely.
Yeah, that one's called Eyes Didn't Let Me Open by Stens. It's one from 2021. Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Hope it felt like...
like your eyes weren't being let open.
That and spring showers. Yep. That's the moral of the story, is that like we're going to force you to feel the way that we feel about this music today.
Yeah.
Which is that it feels like spring showers.
Poll. Spring showers good or bad? You know, some people really dislike rain.
Yeah, like, no. What's your favorite season of rainfall?
Yeah.
Is it summer?
Mine's summer. Because California never rains in the summer. So when I like started moving outside of California, it was raining. It was like incredible to me.
Yeah.
It was like seeing snow for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Because drought.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, summer rain is definitely the best.
Yeah, it's so, like, magical. Like, you're like, oh, I didn't realize this could happen.
And the smell.
Yeah, and the smell.
Of concrete.
And it's, like, and it's warm still, and...
yeah, you can just, like, get wet and not be freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What's better, summer rain or snow?
Oh, that's really tough. I'm a huge fan of snow.
Yeah. The best thing about, one of other Emma's other awesome traits is that she's from California. So then when she saw snow for the first time, it was...
not for the first time.
Okay. But when she saw snow here for the first time,
yeah,
that was a very fun experience for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, so desensitized. It's not, like, magical to me anymore.
Yeah. Also, Jill is, like, really against, like, cloudy. Like, she really likes sunny days. And, like...
I'm definitely a sunny day person.
Yeah. She doesn't like rain or like snow that much.
Yeah, because I don't know. Yeah.
Why joy is infectious.
How did we get there?
It was a natural conclusion.
Okay, yeah.
How do you feel? What's your favorite rain season?
I would say it's definitely summer rain.
Okay, glad we're on the same page.
You know the conversation is so rich when we start talking about the weather.
Guys, I'm passionate about it.
Yeah, no. That sort of sucks, though, because that is sort of like an expectation that if you're talking about the weather, your conversation sucks. But what if you really are passionate about the weather?
Yeah, I can talk about weather things all day.
Yeah. Like, if you happen to be a meteorologist, people just, like, demean you all the time because
yeah,
they think your quality of your conversation sucks. But you're, like, you genuinely having passion. A conversation is about weather.
Guys, can we, now that we shed some light on that, we have to work and change the world, okay? Make it a better place.
Where we can talk about weather without being judged.
Yeah. Lose the stigma on weather talk.
It's true, though. People really don't think it's like a. We're yeah. really gonna milk this one, aren't we? But people really think like if you're talking about the weather, you have nothing to say. But what if you really just want to talk about the weather?
Yeah, like for example, the tornado warning today, guys. Jill and I were just talking about how windy it is up here on the hill.
Yeah, no, the ResQuad wind tunnel is real, and also you can hear that too if you're in.
Sometimes it blows me over. I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
Emma's weak. Also, another really funny experience was going to buy Emma's first parka.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I raised you.
No, she does. She's low-key.
Emma's first snow, Emma's first parka. I just remember all the warm weather places people were like, what kind of jacket do I wear? And I remember I was like, oh, I know Aritzia makes some poppers.
I know. She was trying to like sell my soul to the devil. I was like, hello, I am not paying $200 for a coat.
Well, it's a really important thing if you go here to have an Aritzia puffer.
I don't have one, and I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah. No, I don't have one either. I have my...
But then why are you trying to get me to get one?
I just wanted you to waste your money.
So kind of you.
I'm an evil Northeast person. Yeah. So, unfortunately, we are heading into the last 3 minutes of our show, which means I think we should play Emma's last song. Which is one from Eve's Tumor, mm-hmm. who is actually performing in Boston today.
No way.
At the Sinclair? At the Royale?
This week?
Today.
Oh, today.
Tonight. Yeah. So you're missing it, unfortunately. Emma has a soccer game, a big game. Wish her luck.
Yeah, guys, I'm a student athlete.
Yeah, for the...
on top of everything
the
else.
The Korean soccer club. Please. fighting.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, this one is called Romanticist. What are your thoughts on this song and why does it feel like...
Oh, this one, I just, like, get, like, really hypey energy, like it's raining and it's warm and you're happy about it and you're just kind of, like, dance around in the rain.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Poetry.
Thanks.
Anyway, so I'm going to have to wrap it up. This is Jill Young with BeanTunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFU Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I will be back here, probably not with the guest. I don't know. Maybe Emma will be back next week.
If you guys ask for it.
Since the listeners love her so much, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be back at Sunday, 3 p.m. next week. Please tune in again, and thanks so much for listening. This one is called Romanticist by Eve's Tumor.